The Cabinet COVID subcommittee meets today to consider the next phase of reopening. Arts Minister Catherine Martin will finally have a seat at the table as she presses for the return of live events. But NPHET's advice is that 90% of all over 16s need to be fully vaccinated before restrictions should be eased further. Philip Ryan, political editor with the Irish Independent, is on the line. And Minister Catherine Martin, she'll be at that meeting today, Philip, but she's not that happy with the NPHET advice. Is she?
No, I think Minister Martin doesn't see a lot of space in what we know about the NPHET advice so far to allow for the return of indoor live events, something that she's been pushing for a number of weeks now. And she's not on her own on this, and she would have some support around the Cabinet table and at a Cabinet committee meeting for progressing things a little bit quicker than maybe suggested in the NPHET letter. But on the other side of that, some of those who've read the letter and some of who've seen the advice believe that NPHET have, well, they've set an ultimate target of this 90% of all under 16s or over 16s rather being vaccinated before you can fully remove all remaining restrictions. They don't specifically say what you can do in that period leading up to that. So you could have a gradual return of some areas, and that's what the Cabinet Committee will discuss when they meet at around 11 a.m. today.
And how realistic is the talk of the electric picnic still going ahead?
Well, look, there seems to be a want there from some ministers in government to let this festival go ahead, and the festival owners seem to be able to think that they can get it together in time for the date, which is at the end of this month. One of the things that will be looked at is what do you do if you are holding that? Do you have it for just people vaccinated? Do you have it for people who are vaccinated and have a negative PCR test? And then do you run it as some sort of trial event? We've seen in England, there was reports that they've had concerts and it actually led to significant outbreaks. Mm-hmm. We are in the middle of a fourth wave of the virus. We can see all the indicators are still pretty high. There was a high number of deaths in August as well. So there are all those concerns which will have to be coupled with taking these decisions to allow more freedom over the coming weeks and months.
Absolutely. And Tony Houlihan tweeting last night, 61 people with COVID-19 receiving critical care in hospital as of yesterday evening. And that this is the highest number since April the 3rd last year. So it's going to be a tough call for the Cabinet, isn't it, over the next couple of days?
Yes, it is. And the meeting today will be very important. Now, Tony Houlihan and the HSE and other officials will brief the Taoiseach and his group of senior ministers about their view on the current spread of the virus and what all the other indicators are pointing towards. But from speaking to people who are involved in the process and have seen the advice, they seem to suggest that NPHET has put the ball in the government's court and allowed them some space, some wriggle room or some leeway to make the decisions themselves without having to have the NPHET advice, I suppose, hanging over them and saying, well, mm-hmm. you turned against it or you took your own decisions. But it does look like that some significant political decisions will have to be taken at today's meeting and then cleared next Tuesday when a full Cabinet meets.
And of course, September's the month when pub payments are to begin tapering down. But Congress and I presume opposition parties will be saying the rates should be kept the same for sectors still closed.
That'll definitely come up, and we've already seen opposition parties calling for that. And that'll be a decision that has to be made as well alongside all this, because if you're going to keep people out of work for the next 6 weeks or 2 months or however long the period is to reach the vaccination level that the government and the public health officials feel comfortable with, then it would seem a little unfair to take money off them. For what I understand, I think that they might look down the route of more grants for people sector, especially the live industry sector, if people in that sector are still out of pocket over the coming weeks, rather than tailback plans to taper off the amount of pub that's given each week.
All right, Philip, thank you very much indeed for speaking to us this morning. That's Philip Ryan, the political editor with the Irish Independent.